Illinois man, is he? All right, here we go. Look, here's a headline for you. How's that border thingy going? Here's how it's going. Illinois man, not an Illinois man, but that's the way they write the article. An Illinois man who was in the country illegally has arrived from Mexico just weeks ago, accused of murder by stabbing and decapitating his wife in front of his children. How lovely. Baltazar Perez Estrada, 33, entered the Carroll Stream Police Department, told officer he had stabbed his wife, 26-year-old Maricela Simone Franco. Yeah, he decapitated her in front of his kids. Nice guy. This is how it's going. Go ahead, put that picture up there. That's him. That's the guy right there. Lovely. That's how the open border thing is going. For those of you watching on television today, by the way, we'll be here 2 hours, a little special edition of Free For All Friday. But we're here all 3 hours, every Free For All Friday, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. And you can always watch the entire live stream on X. It's live here. It's on Getter. You can find it on Rumble, all sorts of great places. All right, back to the phone lines we go. Margaret? Oh, wrong phone again.
Hi, Steve. God bless you, fella.
How are you, Margaret?
Remember the dead person's vote? What about the vote? I still get mail from my previous name. What about those votes? Have they checked out?
Are you casting an extra vote? I mean, if they're giving you an extra chance. Now, where you live, where? No. In Illinois, you can't.
Illinois, yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Plainfield, Illinois. Plainfield. I don't put nothing out on my grass, nothing. I got two houses. I don't put nothing out on them.
No signs. You just hide. You just hide, right? You know, look, I'm going to be in Illinois today. I'm going to be in Illinois today because I have a class I have to take in Chicago over the weekend. Taking a wilderness medicine class.
I hate Chicago.
Well, I understand, but I hear that Chicago's filled with tent cities of illegals. Have you heard that?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, we're going to find out for you tomorrow. We'll have answers for you, Margaret.
Cool. And you're good. Just keep going.
Thank you.
For us. And we love Trump.
Thank you, Margaret. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Patrick. How are you doing? You're in Florida today. How are you, my friend?
Patrick dropped.
Well, gosh darn it. These people have to stick. You got to stick around. That's the second drop today. Bernice, you didn't drop, did you? In West Virginia. You're there for
me.
No,
I did not.
Atta girl. How are you?
I'm doing great. I heard on one Friday where they were talking about Pluto messing up.
I hear people talking about that the feeds get messed up on Pluto and other places. I start talking about something important. All of a sudden, bzz, bzz. Sorry about that,
well,
folks.
Well, I just want to say it's happening with me. But anyways, I'm here in West Virginia, White Sulphur Springs. My fiance works at Jim Justice's Greenbrier for 40 years.
I hear that's a beautiful place. I hear that's a beautiful place.
It is, but ever since Jim Justice took it over from CSX, he says nobody can pass the drug test in the whole United States. So for years, he's been going, sending our chefs and stuff to other countries to bring in Philippines, people, from
Let me
West
ask you this.
Africa.
So you've got some questions with Jim Justice, who is the governor, right? And he's running for U.S. Senate, and he's going to win that Senate seat, isn't he?
Well, that's what they say, but... he tells us he's not Republican, he's not Democrat, he's not independent, he's the people. And he says jobs, but all the jobs that are coming into the hotel are coming to internationals that they say are students. So
you got lots of questions about that. You've identified something important here, Bernice, and thank you for calling. And that is all of these companies, look, for the charity groups, Catholic Social Services, Lutheran Social Services, Bethany Christian Services, whatever, name your charity, that are involved with bringing in illegals to this country, it is a business plan. They get $200-$400 a day and sometimes more for each and every individual that they give a bed to, give a roof to, give a meal to. It's big money. It's billions of dollars. And these corporations are just as guilty. We see Tyson closing this plant in Perry, Iowa, so they can hire people that are new migrants into the country for a fraction of the price, bump up their bottom line as if Tyson's going broke. You know, these sorts of things, there should be a break thrown on that, too. You can't just fire American citizens to hire people that are not in the country legally. Just my peace of mind. All right, Randy in St. Louis, Missouri. Randy, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Hey, it shouldn't be called a ceasefire. It should be called a surrender. You know, when two states fight and one wins, the other surrenders. So you can't ask Israel to hold out for another peace accord.
Exactly.
Only to see it broken again.
If I may, Randy, let me be so bold as to say there was a ceasefire on October the 6th and every day before that. The ceasefire was broken on October the 7th when Hamas terrorists came into Israel and murdered children in a music festival, moms and dads in their homes, grandparents in their homes. That's when the ceasefire was broken, and I agree with you. There can't be a ceasefire. There could be a surrender, a complete surrender.
All these countries around Israel that will not take one refugees that we give billions of dollars to, that needs to stop.
Yeah.
They need to help.
Agreed. Randy, thank you for checking in. We need a surrender. Unconditional surrender, they call it. John is in Ohio. John, how are you this fine day? John, are you there?
Well, yes, this is Mark, not John.
Okay, but, Mark, how are you? We'll take Mark in Ohio.
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
First of all, these politicians are just totally out of control, for one, and just trying to crush everybody that's a citizen. Our citizenship used to mean something, and right now it seems like we're being penalized for it. But what I had a question about is on day one, Biden came out with a stack of executive orders.
Yes, he did.
And the next thing you know, Keystone's gone. All these special interest groups, every single one of those executive orders were supporting these special interest groups and do not support the citizens of the United States of America.
All true.
And they need to remember who they work for.
But they don't care who they work for. There's your problem. You just nailed it, Mark. They don't care who they work for. They work for themselves. I mean, look at the Biden family.
Well,
come on. Nobody disputes the fact that they got millions of dollars. They weren't enriching America. They were enriching themselves. And that's true of Republicans and Democrats alike oftentimes, right?
That's a fact. It's on both sides.
But yeah.
The country is going down the toilet fast, and we have one chance to save it. And
so I say this.
So,
Mark, make sure you vote early. I don't know what the rules are in Ohio. I haven't lived in Ohio in a number of years. I did live in Columbus for several years. I don't live there now, obviously. But thank you for checking in. Make sure you can vote on the first day possible. Then you spend the next several weeks in Michigan. We can vote starting in September, believe it or not. And then I'm going to spend the next 6 weeks getting anybody who's even close to leaning my way to vote as well. I got a chance to get one more in. Sylvia, all the way in California, up early. Sylvia, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Steve, regarding the, maybe you could talk to Dr. Gina, but the SmackDown is horrible. It is destroying faith in the Republican Party. And they used to have Aubrey Shrine instead of the SmackDown, and you can hardly ever get Aubrey Shrine in California time, Pacific time. They only put him on at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And he's great. America shines. But the SmackDown is totally against the Republican Party, against Kerry Lake. Brad said it, and it's true.
All right. Sylvia, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. I don't see it, so I don't have a comment on it, really, except, you know, I can look into it, I suppose. Don't know much about it. At any rate, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about putting American farmers and their food on your shelf. Don't go anywhere.